Can you hear me? I'm behind you. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked for it.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for Coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
I can't help from looking outside. something in my face says it's not right for me. Tell me, am I cursed or am I blessed? I can't tell. Oh yes, 'cause all is well between the breasts of passenger and slave.
Hello, listeners. This is DJ Lawson on Lawson's Folk Fest, although tonight we are going by a different name. This is Lawson's Spooktacular. There's going to be some spooky songs and even spookier stories. As always, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. And we're going to start off with a few songs. Get it going, and about in a half hour, we'll start with the stories. So stay tuned and keep it locked. We'll be right back.
I'd rather stay. I'm not the man you think I am. I'm not the man you think I am. And sorrow's native son, he will not smile for anyone. And pretty girls may cry. Here, end of the bay, you tug my arm and say, give in to lust, give up to lust, oh, heaven knows we'll soon be dust. Oh, I'm not the man you think I am, I'm not the man you think I am, and sorrow's native son, he will not rise for anyone. I could have been wild and I could have been free, but nature played this trick on me. She wants it. Then on the sand, another man who takes her hand. A smile lights up the stupid face, and well it would. I lost my faith in womanhood. I lost my faith in womanhood. I lost my faith.
deserve the best for me.
Hello, folks. This is DJ Lawson for Lawson's Spooktacular, and we have come to our first story of the night. By the way, you're listening to WNY 90.9 FM Oneonta. This first story comes from my brother Henry. I'm going to read it as it was written. If you want personal experience, when I was a little kid, I sat in on a lot of meetings with my parents, and one of those meetings was in a very old mansion at the edge of town. It had been donated to the school board after its owner had died. That night, we sat in the dining room of that mansion, and I could see everyone reflected in the glass of the windows. In fact, I saw someone else reflected in that glass, a tired old man, sitting in a chair by the fireplace, staring off into space. I looked around the room, but no one like him was there. You're listening to WNY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
slow day. Rain falls, night came. A lingering in the new light. What soft glow, all whispering. There's nothing in a place, no remains of moments stay, no sparkling eyes for quiet names.
still wearing last night's mascara now that her pet was gone for sure. She was shivering so hard, it looked like there were two of her. I could see through the sleeve on her blouse the plans of her architect lover. A tattoo of a boarded up house, an ink door that belonged to another. When the rain hits you, it hits you slow. Stitch after stitch, stitch after stitch, stitch after stitch, stitch after stitch. Adam was not the first man, though the Bible tells us so. There was one created before him, whose name we do not know. He also lived in the garden, but he had no mouth or eyes. One day Adam came to kill him, and he died beneath these skies. I find it so amazing how I go where I'm led, I go where I'm led, I go where I'm led, I go where I'm led. I suspect we could be losing now. Please guard my bed, please guard my bed, please guard my bed, please guard my bed.
in a dream, I can't escape. Smolens and fangs, the clicking of bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a bed cemetery. I don't want to live my life again.
Well, folks, it's time for some more spooky stories with DJ Lawson. Once again, you are listening to WNY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Our next story will be from my friend Ava. In her words, we did a ghost tour in Colonial Williamsburg of a manor that was a Civil War hospital where a young girl died of smallpox or something. Maybe tuberculosis. I'm adding that in. On the tour, the guide had us try and communicate with the ghosts with a flashlight that would turn on when, if they responded yes. I was only like 6 or 7 and asked if she wanted to come home with us, and the flashlight lit up. After, at our hotel, we found one singular ice cube on our bed, which promptly melted, but we had no idea where it came from. There was no ice box in the room, and it was super hot that trip because it was the summertime. And I remember her telling me this story as a child, and she was a bit more clear about the fact that, like, the ice cube was, like, completely, it was not melted at all before they entered the room, and then it melted before their eyes when they entered the room. So, yeah, just a bit of a clarification on someone else's story. Next up, I'm going to read you a story by my friend Jillian. Not a false one, a real one. When I was younger, I was sitting on the couch of my basement in the doorway of the stairs. I could see a shadow poking around the corner and would sometimes run past the opening from, like, the garage to the laundry room. But after they redid my basement, I never saw it again. Very spooky. Very extremely spooky. I would not want shadows running around my house like that. I would probably put a stop to it, personally. But we're all individuals in this world. Anyways, let's get back into some more spooky tunes. You're listening to WNY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. I'm your host for this spooktacular DJ Lawson, and let's get back into it.
Jesse, you must listen to WONY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.